After a wildly successful run of Just for Us on Broadway and HBO, for which he received a special Tony Award, Alex Edelman returns to Williamstown Theater Festival this weekend with a fresh batch of all-new comedy with three shows, two on Saturday and one on Sunday, called one of the funniest minds of his generation, or perhaps any generation, by the Washington Post. It is a new stand-up show that will delight and enlighten, and Alex Edelman joins us this morning to talk about it. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know about enlighten, okay? Comedy is, that's really irresponsible of them to promise. I'm okay with delight, given that's in the job description, but no one's like, I never knew that about cats.
No, but you would. I think it's safe to say I understand the joke you're making. But you look at Just for Us. That certainly was enlightening. It was enlightening to you. It was enlightening to us.
Yes, people were very surprised to find out that neo-Nazis are unpleasant Tea Party company. They were shocked. I tell you, I couldn't imagine that these people who hate everyone different from them might not be people to share muffins with. I totally. I mean, you're right. And also, doing it at Williamstown, I got to do Just for Us at Williamstown before it went to Broadway, and it was my first time doing it at a festival. Or anywhere outside of New York in the United States, and it was enlightening for me. It was a different type of audience member. It's a different type of show because of those audience members. It's really special. I love Williamstown. It's like a fourth home, like so many so many people that live in the Berkshires have. So.
I saw you when you did that and talked to you afterwards, and I remember remarking to you afterwards that it's just the way you do this, and I was reminded when I saw the HBO special, it's just you come out and it's like you're just shot out of a cannon, is that your natural state, or do you work up to that?
Meaning in terms of energy.
Yeah.
And enthusiasm. Look, it's a blast to do the show. And also, if you had to tell people that many things in that short amount of time, you would, you know, you gotta work hard, and you gotta find the right tempo. And honestly, my tempo has been fast sometimes and slow sometimes. Sometimes it depends on what the audience needs. Sometimes it depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes it depends on if I'm hungry. I do move around up there. I do give a good amount of energy, and I love it. It's like, it's the best job in the world. I get to work every day, excited.
Did you, when you are now, as you're working, and then I know you're bringing new material with you to Williamstown, what is it like to follow up something like Just for Us and to come up of try to say, okay, this is the hour or whatever that I want to do now?
You know, I don't know yet. This is my first outing for it, really. I've done some little test shows and small comedy clubs that have gone pretty well. I did it at Netflix festival in LA, and people seem to really enjoy it, but this hasn't found a shape yet other than something that people are enjoying themselves over, and that's fine. I mean, that's what you want. So the answer is there's a lot of pressure, and I don't precisely know, but it's gonna be all right.
It's going to be all right. Do you reach a point in comedy where that you come to that? You don't, I assume you don't come to that naturally, after time you realize it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think that you work hard enough. Sorry. It's
very early in LA.
West Coast.
Yeah.
It's very early in LA and comedians. I had a show last night with a band that I love from Massachusetts called Guster, and we went out until around 1 a.m., which for me is very late, even though I am not a drinker at the moment. And so, yeah. But, yeah, you do reach a point as a comedian that that you achieve a level of, I guess, competence where you can do your job. And then you have to decide what you're going to do with your time on stage and how you're going to entertain the people who come to see you. And it's a really wonderful gig, but yeah, it takes years to get there. And also, my material is different than the material in Just For Us at the moment. So,
right.
Not just in terms of content, obviously. It would be annoying for people if they bought a ticket to see me and I did Just For Us with them. It'd be like, oh, it's very nice, but we saw it on HBO. We saw it last time he was here. I mean, in terms of, like, it's some of the materials about Israel and Palestine, some of the materials about my a little more personal, some of the materials about a little more silly. So you got to try to figure it all out. That's something.
Also, when you're on this hour, and then later on in the hour, we're going to remember Bob Newhart, who passed away yesterday. Comedian. I don't know. Did you ever get to meet him?
I met him once in passing, and I was a huge fan, and he was extremely genteel. And I told him some of my, like every other horrible nerd, I love to accost the people that I love with the things that they've done that I love. So we talked about some of those things, and he was very nice. And yeah, it's such a shame. From Oak Park, don't you know?
Yes, that's right.
I think we talked about, I tried talking about Frank Lloyd Wright stuff, which he was very nice about, but there are so few, so few people like him. The Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart's is like one of the best selling albums ever. It was number one on the pop charts. That's really incredible. And to do as many great shows as he did and to receive as many awards as he did. He was just a brilliant, genius comedian. Do you know his country music joke? My favorite joke of his.
His what? Which joke?
Good joke. He says, I think the joke, and I want to make sure that I don't misquote it, so I'm going to try to remember it offhand, but if anyone's listening and I get it wrong, I apologize. He says, I don't like country music.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't mean to denigrate those that do. And for people who like country music, denigrate means put down.
Right. Yeah.
It's a great line.
It's a great line.
It's got the mean spirit that you want from one of America's favorite men. So
and,
I love that stuff.
The reason I brought up his name is because in this interview, I interviewed him many years ago, and that's the interview we're going to play this morning. And in that, he talks about, you talk about the confidence, and he said, but I have to say, I think I learn more from when I bomb than I do when I succeed.
Always.
Yeah.
Always, 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 always. I mean, it was to bomb. That's the thing. People don't realize that. People don't realize that about comedy is that to try something or to try a bunch of things at once and to not get there on a couple of them is part of the art form. Trial and error it's such a trial and error art form. You can't rehearse stand-up comedy in your house in any effective way. You have to actually go out there in front of people. In my case, three shows in Williamstown this weekend. You have to go out there in front of people and see what sticks. And it can be a really wrenching and fascinating exercise, but you definitely learn more from not doing well on stage than you do from doing well on stage. It's a really, it's also kind of fun. Like, it doesn't bother me to bomb. I'm serious. I'm not a glutton for punishment, but also, like, when you bomb, it's like you wheeled out. It's like you try to turn on your car and it didn't start. So then you get under the hood and go, why it didn't start? And sometimes you open the hood and you're like, oh, it's filled with bees. But most of the time you tinker with things and it goes right. So, but it takes a long time.
Alex Edelman returns to Williamstown Theater Festival this weekend with all new comedy. Three shows. Some of them even have tickets available for them. Saturday and Sunday, you can go and find out which ones. WTFestival.org. Alex, you're a blast. I thank you so much for being with us, and I so appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Good to talk to you, Joe. And guys, yeah, if you want to come, we just added the Sunday show. So there.
Oh, great. 2 o'clock Sunday.
But yeah, please come to that one.
All right. WTFestival.org. Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll remember the great Bob Newhart after this.